This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, this is the Catholic Couch. This show is run by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group, and we'll dive into life's big, small, and sometimes ridiculous questions.
There's nothing better than piling up into a large, soft couch to hang out. Don't miss out. Come join us on the couch for a chat.
Kia ora, welcome to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. You're here today with me, Rain, and on the show we have Lucy and Magda, so they haven't been on the show for a while, but have been before, so yeah. It's awesome to have them back.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's good to be back. We were thinking today we're going to talk a little bit about what it's like to be a leader of the confirmation program. So for the past term, Magda and I have been lucky enough to be some of the leaders in the program, so I've really enjoyed that. And in case you don't know what confirmation is, it's one of the seven sacraments in the Catholic Church, and it's one of the sacraments of initiation. And then in this sacrament, the Holy Spirit is strengthened in you, and that first began at baptism. Yep. So yeah, we thought we'd share a little bit like what it's like to be a leader in the program. So over the past couple of weeks, there's been a session every Tuesday night, and we'll start off with a fun game. So some of them have been very good. We had human foosball once with a yoga ball. That was good. Major and I got into that one.
Yeah.
That was very funny. There were lots of like big headers and big kicks, and I think a couple of ceiling tiles might have knocked out of place.
Sorry, Rain.
But yeah, that was fun.
Everyone got super competitive.
That's for sure, yeah. It was good. It was good bonding with everyone, like with the leaders and the participants.
Yeah.
That was really fun. And then in each session, Rain will have a chat to us about the topic of the session, and it could be, we've talked about the Holy Spirit, and we've talked about saints, and what else have we talked about?
Yeah. We've talked about the gift of grace, we've talked about what happens in confirmation, the Mass, and also about the sacrament, or we've talked about the purpose of anointing, like oil.
Yeah, that's right.
Talked about how to live out your faith.
I
really liked the gift of grace session, because everyone got up to share some of their gifts, I believe. A lot of people shared gifts related to sport or musical talents or the arts.
Yeah, that one's a cool session. It was cool getting to know what everyone's hobbies and gifts were, because you don't know everyone that well, so it was cool to hear all about that. Yeah, and then as leaders, sometimes we'll come up and share a personal account. Magda did a very good one at the start of the program.
Thank you.
All the parents and all the participants. It was about your experience last year, eh?
Yes. And kind of how it affected me and what I loved about it, and kind of just welcoming everyone to the program and hoping that they get as much out of it as I did.
Yeah.
And it was very nerve-wracking, but it was super cool to talk to everyone and kind of start things off.
Mm.
Yeah, you did so well.
It was anyone who was there, you'll remember how good it was, and all the participants would have just been so excited for the program after hearing Magda's speech.
And we also, before we begin the program on a Tuesday, we usually help Rain set up everything and get everything organised before we dive into learning and playing games. But we also have this thing called peer ministry, where we're leaders of small groups. And so we're all assigned groups as leaders, like two or three leaders per group. Mm-hmm. And there'd be about like from 5 to 8 participants.
Yeah.
My group was very small, but we got along really well.
Yeah.
And
my group was pretty good. We had some good jokes.
Your group was very loud.
Yeah, we were.
And basically in our small groups, the participants have the chance to ask questions about the program and the sacrament, and since we've done it last year, we can, be the people who...
give them some advice.
Give them advice and guide them and answer their questions. And, as leaders of the peer ministry groups, we're there to help guide the students through their journey because, we've done it before.
Yeah.
And, it's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's cool being a leader and leading those small groups because you really, feel like you're helping people and it's fun. Our group's really fun.
Yeah, there were lots of cool conversations lots of ice-breaking questions stuff that we had fun answering.
Definitely learned a lot.
Would you rather?
We
had a lot of in-depth conversations as well where we'd get, encourage each other to think deeply about certain topics we've just learnt. What'd you say before? Unpacking.
Unpacking.
What Raina talked about.
Mm. Like one time when we were talking about it was anointing of the oil, I think, and then told to go back to our small groups and talk about what type of oil there were, what types of oil and what it's used for and stuff. Our small group really had a lot, we thought of a lot of ideas. It was a very entertaining session, that one. Yeah, that was pretty cool. And then another thing I really like about the confirmation sessions is that we have a chance to write affirmations to people. So everyone's got their own little envelope that they decorated at the start, and you can just write a little note to someone and pop it in the envelope. And it's such a cool thing to do because at the end of the program, you get your own envelope back. And I remember last year it was so exciting getting the envelope and all these nice little messages written in it.
Yeah, I love the affirmation envelopes too. Everyone's very artistic. Those envelopes are really pretty. It's good spending time to write something meaningful to someone, you're friends with or you like or want to get to know or you've met and just made friends with.
Yeah, especially after the camp when everyone was just making new friends. It was really cool.
Yeah, that was great. And I still like looking back at my envelope from last year as well. It's super cool because I also can tell exactly who wrote what, even though they haven't signed it as well.
Yeah, that's fun to work out. Yeah, I think it's a nice thing to remind you of the program as well. Like, I suppose we'll look back in years to come and be like, oh, there's all the affirmations from confirmation and get all the memories back. So yeah, that's cool.
I have I've got some affirmation envelopes from when I was 14 and at a camp.
Yeah.
And so that's real cool to look back on now that I am well past 14.
Yeah.
And just to read what people wrote for me and it's really that's really special. So I've got quite a few affirmation envelopes over the years and they're really cool.
That is really cool. Yeah. And it was cool as well because there were some envelopes written for Rain and Father Vui and some of the adult helpers at camp. So it was also cool to be able to express your thanks through the envelopes as well, not just, face-to-face, especially because some of the adult leaders, do they live in Wellington?
Yeah, some of them came from Wellington. Louise and Pearl came from Wellington. And Cecilo, though he's originally from Indonesia. And Anne and Andy live in the Kapiti Coast, also Wellington. Yeah. So, and we still have their envelopes. And Anne and Andy and Louise are both coming up this weekend for confirmation. So they'll be able to take those envelopes back and back down for Pearl and Cecilo as well.
That's real cool, yeah. Because, obviously, so they're not in New Plymouth anymore, so we can't talk to them, but it's cool that we can write information to them.
It was great having them over, and we learnt so many cool things from them. It's a great way to kind of give back and be grateful for the service they've given us over the program.
Yeah, it was really cool. Anne and Andy came last year as well, and everyone loves their speeches.
Yeah, everyone got so excited when they were coming again this year.
Yeah.
Because originally we weren't quite sure, but then Rain let us know that they were coming, and we were all like, yay!
It was very cool. When they camp event as well, it's very cool. Well, we'll play a song for you now. We are going to do Amazing Grace, and it is by...
Anthem Lights?
Yeah, so we chose this song because... we've played it a little bit throughout our sessions and definitely at camp. That's why we've chosen Amazing Grace. So, enjoy.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio, Taranaki 104.4 FM. And Lucy and Magda have been sharing with us a bit about the confirmation program today. Yeah. And I think they're going to talk with you about confirmation camp.
Yeah, we are.
So we've been talking about the program so far and what it's been like to be leaders. Mm. And as leaders, we had a lot to do with the camp that was held. Mm. And if you ask any participant or leader their favourite part of the confirmation program as a whole, it will almost always be answered with the camp.
Definitely. Yeah, the other night at one of the sessions, we had a circle where everyone said their favourite part about the confirmation program, and most of them were something to do with the camp.
Yeah, like, camp.
Yeah,
camp,
definitely.
Games at camp.
Yeah.
Sessions at camp.
Exactly.
Camp.
So yeah, we, and I loved camp last year when we were participants as well.
Yeah, it was
so
amazing.
Definitely the highlight. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, and camp is such a fun part of the program because it's where a lot of new friendships are formed, and we talked about that with the affirmations. Mm-hmm. But it's like such a, it's a different environment where you're with everyone all the time, so it's such a great place to have new conversations with different people. So I love it for that. And then you also grow closer to God and get to know yourself a bit better, mm-hmm, through some of the sessions, definitely. Mm. Yeah.
I believe on the first night, we Rain gave us an overview of kind of what we were going to do over the camp. Mm. And camp is centered about discussing and talking about and learning about the Holy Spirit. Mm. It's a huge theme.
Yeah.
And basically, what came after the rundown?
Yeah, so then we had pizza for dinner. That was definitely the highlight. That was fun. Wasn't there, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was
trying
a bit
to get
late.
The pizza.
Just missed out.
The pizza was very good on the first night. And we played some really fun games. Mm-hmm. We, as leaders, we led some of the games. There was the Pitch Perfect game. Is that called Jukebox? That one?
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Yes, where you have to think of a bunch of songs and a topic, and then each group goes around and sings a song. And that's a really fun one because I think they were in our cabin groups, weren't they?
Yes.
It was really good to bond with everyone in the cabin and have a bit of fun. Yeah, that was very good icebreakers, that's for sure. And then, oh, there's also the nail game. I love that one.
Interesting game.
Turn around and squat and try and do the nail that's like on a string attached to your waist.
What was it called?
Squat down and get the nail. Dragon pooping. Oh, that's
was
right.
That yeah, it? Yeah. yeah, that was what it's called. It's funny. Yeah,
that one's very funny.
I think we also did face paint. Well, before we started doing all the cabin challenges on the first night, right, we all had an opportunity to grab like some kind of zinc pen or face paint and decorate a little like team, I guess. Face decoration.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, and we took photos. Like, it was quite funny.
Yes, that was very funny. I just remember that boys group that they all jumped up and they were all like hovering in the air in their photo.
Yeah, because they were they got the blue crayon and they became the avatar. That was pretty funny.
That was a very cool photo as well. Yeah, it was very cool.
Have we talked about the bonfire?
Yeah, we haven't.
Yeah, later on, after we basically talked about, did the games and talked about what the Holy Spirit was about, we went outside and had a big bonfire, and it's quite symbolic since, as we mentioned, Holy Spirit is a huge theme. And we'd also, in the same session, learn about how all the different symbols of the Holy Spirit that we may see.
Yeah,
which include fire, your classic dove,
And there was
oil.
So yeah, that bonfire is really cool. It was massive too compared to last year. I think it was a lot bigger, and it sounds like it was way bigger before all the participants and some of us came out. Like, I think some of the leaders went and set it up beforehand.
Yeah,
apparently, according to Father Bowie, it was massive. But, yeah, it was very hot. It was almost hard to, if you're too close, your face would get so hot. So you like, turn away.
Yeah, I had to take off my jacket. It was boiling.
It was very hot.
And we had to wait a little while for it to die down before we could roast marshmallows on the embers. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
it's quite nice. I made a s'more. It was like very good.
And there was some music being played as well around the bonfire. That was really fun with everyone. Definitely enjoyed that.
A lot of dancing, a lot of singing.
A lot of dancing, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, so then we all went to bed, nice like rest, ready to start on Saturday. And I believe, did we have a session in the morning?
We played messy games first on Saturday.
Yes. So we went outdoors, so we played more games, but this time outside, outdoors at the camp. And there are a variety of different games.
Yeah,
as Rain said, they were very messy. So it involved kind of like a game with shaving foam and ping pong balls that you put on your head. You put the shaving foam on your head and then you put the ping pong balls on top. Then you chase each other around and try and steal each other's ping pong balls. And whoever had the most at the end was the winner.
Yeah.
And there was also drip, drip, drop, which was with colour powder. And it's basically like duck, duck, goose, except instead of tapping people's heads, going duck, duck, goose, you drip colour powder on their head, and then if you go drop, they're the person who has to get up and chase you.
That was very funny in our group. I remember everyone just kept, when they were sprinting around the circle, they kept slipping over on the grass, just colour powder going everywhere.
Everyone looked super messy after that. It was also the spider web game. It was a team effort game. It was great team bonding because we were to like communicate and try and get each other through the web without touching the string. Now, so we had to start again. What other game was there?
There was the Trustful one as well.
Yes, that was brilliant.
That was I always loved the Trustful. Out of Vertical Horizons, you may know that if you've been to Vertical Horizons, but it's off the different heights of the logs, and there's a small one which is probably it's
like 2 meters.
And then there's unfortunately the highest one. Was a little bit slippery, so we couldn't actually go off it on the day. But the second highest one, it was pretty exhilarating. Everyone got to go have a go in there if they wanted to. And that was really cool. You rest your team, like, held out their arms and made a little bit of, like, a stretcher to fall into. So that was fun. When our group got round to the shaving foam, I didn't really get my hair with shaving foam, but then Magda came over and got me with colour powder, and then I got hit with shaving foam, and it was all go at that one. But I couldn't quite avoid the shaving foam on that one, unfortunately. Yeah. But
I love the shaving foam game as well, because me and Jamie also, who goes to youth group, me and him were the last two to face off in the round, in the battle round. So we had this like huge very intense battle to the death, trying to steal each other's ping pong balls. Unfortunately, I didn't win. I blame the wind. No, it's okay.
Well done, Jamie.
You know, so Jamie deserved the win. It was funny. Everyone was cheering each other on and all that. It was a lot of fun.
Definitely. Yeah, and then we went
swimming.
Yeah. It's very good. I didn't actually go swimming, but you did, didn't you, mate?
It's a great way to clean off all the shaving foam and colour powder.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I believe you had another battle with Jamie there.
Yes, on the log. He also won.
Oh.
Yep, he pushed me off into the water.
That was a long battle. I remember that one.
More of a dance battle on the log rather than an actual,
It's a bit of a crowd. It was me, Father Bowie. I think some of the other adult leaders were watching. We were all cheering. Yeah. That was fun. Yeah.
The boys set up the water slide for everyone, which was very good. It was very nice of them to help out with that.
There's some great action shots on the, I think it's on the parish Facebook page, is it?
Yeah. The photos
some
are quite
really
lovely.
Really good action shots, like some people just flying in the air. It's just pretty cool.
Yeah, Cecilo took photos for us and they were awesome, photos of Messy Games and the water slide. And they're on the Young Families and Youth Ministry Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Facebook page, but there's a link to that page on the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Facebook page.
So definitely
if you're listening in, definitely check those photos out on Facebook because they're pretty good.
Especially if you went to camp, because no doubt there'd be a few of you getting dunked with colour powder or something like that.
My t-shirt still smells like shaving foam.
Oh, really?
So after all the fun and games, we had many more sessions and were able to be treated to some nice lunch and food that was made by the adults helping out. And it was very nice.
Yeah.
And I believe I remember doing some, we did some songs with Andy and Lovell. It was very good. Their music was amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
And it was so much fun being able to sing and dance with everyone.
Yeah, it was a very catchy song. Yeah. I can't remember how it goes. What one's it called?
Was it the Alleluia song?
Praise
ye the Lord.
Yeah, that one's really fun.
That was awesome.
And lots of, standing up and sitting down really quickly and,
we'll do a time skip. And so later in the night, the same night on Saturday, everyone was looking forward to adoration. We did the adoration last year and I remember it being a beautiful experience. And I believe that the participants also found it to be the same this year.
Yeah,
it's a time of prayer and reflection and, and silence. And we had lovely music provided by some of our helpers and visitors, which was really nice.
It was really nice music.
I had a great time, and I remember hearing all the feedback from the participants, and they loved it too.
Yeah. It's definitely experience like no other, really.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, and then after adoration, we switched the mood a little bit, and it was later set up for the disco while some of the participants went in. They had some supper,
they had some hot chocolate and some cookies and some excellent baked goods and had chats and stuff and had some downtime.
Yeah, and then meanwhile we were over in the hall. We were setting up for the disco. We had the disco lights going, and then Father Bowie was getting his DJ
Bowie.
He was getting his turntable going. And we got out with the glow sticks. It was really fun. And
the party poppers.
And then all the participants came in and we put the party poppers on them. And then it was
the song was blasting and we all welcomed them in and everyone just got started dancing.
It was pretty good. It was awesome. And it went on for a little while as well.
It did.
It was quite, but it was so fun. I loved the disco. It was awesome. And then next morning we...
Yeah, we had... I loved the session from Cecilo in the morning.
It was cool.
Very lovely session.
He was talking a bit about how we live our faith in our daily life, and he had some really, really good tips that aren't like, super spiritual. Definitely. They're just like basic things we can do to live our faith.
And definitely really achievable things as well.
Yeah,
it was a good, really good session.
So yeah, that was camp. And
then we just had that final mass at camp with some of the parents and sponsors came out for mass and
had a little shared lunch. It was
so much good food.
Yeah, definitely
amazing.
Unfortunately, you didn't make the sushi, did you?
Oh, I didn't get there in time for the sushi. It was all gone. But no, I still got the good stuff. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, and so that was about camp happening like week four of the program, I believe.
So we had
two more weeks of sessions, but this week is the last week of the program. Mm. Where tomorrow we have our last session, and then we have confirmation mass. This Sunday, where it's the final part of the program, and at the mass, the participants are anointed with oil of chrism and sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, I remember last year we had our mass as a participant, mm-hmm. and it was Monsignor Brian who was the one anointing us, and we sat with our sponsors, and then we had like a normal mass, and then it got to the confirmation part. And we stood up and we kind of professed that we wanted to be confirmed there.
Yeah.
Did we say that I do or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. You have your like renewal baptismal promises I do to that. And then for the, I guess, your own presentation, like I called your names and then you stood up and you said, Monsignor Brian, I wish to be confirmed.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, to say you're, you know, doing it freely of your own free will and that's what you want.
And then when we were called up to be anointed with the oil, we were addressed by the names of our chosen saints.
Yeah.
I chose Saint Mary Magdalene.
Yeah, and I also chose Saint Lucy, so we're really original with our names there. But a lot of the other participants had some, you know, real meaningful ones. And also meaningful as well, but, they had some good ones. Monsignor Brian, he anointed us with our sponsor, had their hand on our shoulder. So we haven't talked about sponsors actually, but
yeah, sponsors, yeah, they're a very important part of the program as well, because they're there to help guide the participant in their journey and for them as support.
Definitely. And, so I think they're coming to this week's session, aren't they, to for the run through of the
And it's very good because some sessions we had, we invited sponsors to the sessions, and they're able to bond with them.
We played some fun games. I remember the custard game that a couple of sponsors and participants went up and the sponsor had to feed their participant custard, but using, they were behind them and had to use their hand and feed it to their mouth. It was very funny to watch.
Yeah, it was.
So that's basically all we've got to say about the confirmation program, but it's been really cool to be a leader, definitely. Mm-hmm. I've loved being leader.
Yes, and I
don't know if whether I like being leader or participant more, but I think they've both definitely been amazing. So
What would you say to someone who was thinking, oh, should I lead next year? What advice would you give them?
Oh, they obviously definitely should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
an opportunity you shouldn't pass.
Yeah, definitely.
If it presents itself, yes.
Yeah, and it's like you get to relive the whole program again, so why wouldn't you want to do that?
Yeah, and you also get the joy of being able to help others who are going to experience the sacrament.
And often a lot of friends or people you may know will be doing it, as a participant when you're a leader.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really fun to get to do the program with them and help them and see it from their own eyes and stuff. Mm.
And there's always something a little different with each with each year. I don't think it's the same every year.
Yeah, definitely.
So there's always new things to learn and revisit, and always new people to meet. It's
definitely
lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. We're actually coming to the very end of our time. You guys have done fantastic in terms of explaining the confirmation program. It's been awesome to hear about it from your perspective, because we had a couple of participants last week who shared about, you know, like highlights for them or how it's been for them. So awesome to hear about it from a leader's perspective as well.
Yeah.
And so we are having confirmation mass this Sunday, which means that there is no senior youth group. There's no Illuminate youth group this Sunday, but there is still junior youth group. And we will see you back on the Catholic couch next week on Monday.
Yeah.
And hopefully, Magda and Lucy, you'll be back again soon as well.
Yeah, I'm sure
yeah,
we
definitely.
Will. Yeah, okay. I just want to talk about finish out what we're going to say today.
No, yeah. So see you next week.
Okay,
see
good. Ya.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to The Catholic Couch by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group. If you enjoyed this show, you can find it as a podcast on the Access Radio Taranaki website, Spotify, and Apple Podcast.
If you want to know more about or get involved in our youth group, check out Illuminate Youth NP on Instagram. That's Illuminate with the number 8.
This show was first broadcast on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, thanks to New Zealand On Air.